Felt we played a part of a good, entertaining football match. We've been punished by a ruthless Middlesbrough. And had been part of a referee who had a poor day, who got the two major decisions wrong. Stuani should be not on the field. And obviously the goal, he was clearly out on top of it. He told me he had to ask for help from the referee. Just imagine, he had to ask for help from the referee. So he wasn't sure about the decision. How he can give offside when you are not sure. A decision like this, who is the turning point in the game, he has to be 100% sure that that is the right decision. Even when you watch the television, nobody is 100% sure. Stuani should have not been on the pitch. He got that wrong. We got told we are too nice, and that's a great learning day for us. And this is why players did everything what we wanted to do. The game turned out how we expected. Middlesbrough doesn't create many chances and don't need many chances with the quality of players they have. First ball in, we helped them, they scored. Second goal, own goal, third goal, second half, they had not one shot on goal. They're relying on their very good organisation and their quality. And they have. We tried everything, and I think we tried the right way. Can't blame any player. We gave it all, and we looked scoring. We looked scoring in the first half, and we looked scoring, especially in the second half. And this is why I'm not really frustrated, because there is a clear difference between Middlesbrough and Leeds United at that moment in time. Stuani should have been off the field. How many times he fouled in the first half already before he got the yellow card, and then he took down Charlie Taylor and the goal, that is the decisive moment.
Thank you.
You made a few changes today, Uwe. What was the thinking behind those?
Sometimes, I don't want to be rude, you know me. Sometimes I cannot tell you everything what I know. I can just tell you that I wasn't looking to make 5 changes. And I was looking, the circumstances dictated that we had to change. And don't read anything in. Why? But sometimes I cannot tell you everything.
Yeah, Chris Wood obviously out injured.
Yes, there's an injury. Yeah,
Is that like a long one or is it just for today?
I don't think it's a long one. No.
Okay. Looking, I mean, as head coach, you can't be blamed for individual errors and ultimately that was the difference, wasn't it?
I think I'm always taking the responsibility. You know that I'm not hiding away. And when we analysed Middlesbrough and we did quite a bit of that because we had a long week, we had time. There's a lot of similarities. The way they set up, the shape, like Burnley, but with different type of players. And today, for our starting 11, was 9 players who started against Burnley. It was one of our best games this season we had. We put Jordan Butaka in, positionally changed because he is a right winger, not a right back converted into a right winger. And I think Jordan did for his first game. I think he was decent. He was running out of gas a little bit. He signaled to the bench. He wanted to come off. But I think I was happy with his contribution in the first game in English football. And obviously the another change was the Chris Wood change because the circumstances dictated that.
Have you seen got to learn to play two ways? Obviously when Wood plays, he's a bit of a different physical specimen to Mirko, isn't he? Mirko... you feel benefit from different kind of balls into him rather than just the long ball forward?
I don't really understand the question because I think we find today a way that we included Mirko very much in our play. Mirko was very much involved and I'm happy with his contribution. So we was connected to him, we didn't isolate him. We passed the ball, we probably had the most passes away from home we ever had and lost the game 3-0. The circumstances today went against us and we have to learn out of this. We have to learn out of this that sometimes we can't be too nice as well. I tell you what, when an Leeds United player today would have made the amount of fouls Stuani did on Charlie Taylor, and then a Leeds United player would have gone off today. And we need to be more ruthless in terms of... We do it after the books, that is what we got told, but when you always be after the books and be nice, you don't get far in life sometimes. I think we went away from every game since I came into the club. There was always periods in the game where I was happy with And obviously, I'm not happy with the results, and we're living in a results-oriented business, and we should learn out of this, and we will. But it was a lot of good stuff today, and we're progressing. I see progression against a team, a top team. My colleague, he did a great job with Steve Gibson. They formed a team, a great balance. When I look at their bench, what they can bring on, they are driving through into promotion. And we hold ourselves today strong against such an opposition at their place.